Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 7, 12 to 16. 1 Corinthians 7, 12 to 16. To the rest I say this, I, not the Lord. If any brother has a wife who is not a believer and she is willing to live with him, he must not divorce her. And if a woman has a husband who is not a believer, and he is willing to live with her, she must not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife, and the unbelieving wife has been sanctified through her believing husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but as it is, they are holy. But if the unbeliever lives, let it be so. The brother or the sister is not bound in such circumstances. God has called us to live in peace. How do you know, wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, husband, whether you will save your wife? My theme for reflection is loving beyond the label. Loving beyond the label. They say marriage is like learning to dance while tied together. Two people with different rhythms try not to step on each other's toes. Some couples glide, others wobble, and sometimes one insists on leading while the other wants to sit outside. But whatever form it takes, every relationship becomes a school of grace. Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 7, 12 to 16 emerge from the messy realities of love, especially when faith divides a home. What happens when one partner becomes a Christian and the other remains outside the faith? Should the believer leave? Paul's answer is startlingly generous. Stay if you can, live in peace, and let love do its sanctifying work. He writes, if any brother has a wife who is an unbeliever and she consents to live with him, he should not divorce her. The same goes for the wife. Why? Because goodness has a mysterious contagion. Holiness spreads through love more than it withdraws in fear. The believing partner's presence brings a sanctifying influence, a quiet light in the ordinary routines of home life. But let us pause here and widen Paul's idea. Isn't it true that there are people who have never entered a church, yet radiate kindness, compassion, and integrity, sometimes more than those who preach every Sunday? Religion alone does not make a person good, the heart does. Some atheists embody patience. Muslims and Buddhists who practice gentleness, agnostics who serve others selflessly, and Christians who tragically can be cruel, hypocritical, or unkind. Goodness is not a monopoly of the religious. It reflects the divine image in every human soul. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, it is only by living completely in this world that one learns to have faith. Faith, then, is not a withdrawal from the world's goodness, but its recognition, the ability to see God's fingerprints even in those who do not name him. Paul's teaching goes further. Holiness is not fragile. The believer's faith does not crumble by proximity to someone who doubts. Rather, love can dignify and transform. The danger is not the unbeliever's uncleanness, but the believer's arrogance. When faith turns into superiority, it ceases to be faith and becomes self-worship. At the same time, this passage speaks tenderly to those who have been deceived, faithful Christians who entered relationships believing they had found a partner in Christ, only to discover manipulation, cruelty, or abuse behind the mask of piety. Paul's call to peace means that no one is enslaved to suffering in the name of religion. God is not honored by bondage, deceit, or emotional violence. If the unbelieving partner departs, Paul says, let it be so. The divine call is not to endure abuse, but to seek peace, the peace that allows healing, dignity, and renewal. The message for our generation is clear. True Christianity is not proven by labels, but by love. A healthy relationship, whether between believers or not, is one where kindness, respect, and honesty flow freely. Holiness does not demand sameness of creed. It calls for sincerity of heart. If we learn to see goodness in the other, a spouse, friend, neighbor, or stranger who may not share our beliefs, we begin to glimpse the breadth of God's grace. The gospel's quiet power lies not in separating the righteous from the rest, but in teaching all of us how to live well, love deeply, and forgive freely. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, have you ever met someone outside your faith who reflected Christ-like goodness more clearly than many believers? What did that teach you about God's image in humanity? Number two, how can you nurture peace and respect in your relationships even when values or beliefs differ? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, intentionally affirm someone whose life reflects goodness, even if they don't share your beliefs. Send them a note, a message, or a word of gratitude. Let your kindness testify to a faith that honors goodness wherever it is found. Gracious God, teach us to see your light in every person. Deliver us from pride that divides and from faith that condemns. Bless our homes, our marriages, and our friendships with peace, honesty, and kindness. When love is tested, let patience prevail. When faith feels fragile, let grace abound. Make us bearers of your goodness in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.